Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Jaya Kara More
Pata-yuga-sri-jiva-ha-prabhu Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda
Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda
Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda
Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda
Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda
Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda
Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda
So we're continuing our study of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila Chapter 17, entitled The Lord Travels to Vrindavan. Today we're doing texts 133 and 134. Text 133 is a very...
What is that?
What's that?
Huh?
Text 133, very important verse, quoted from the Padma Purana. Nama chintamani krishnas chaitanya rasa vigraha Purna, Purna Shuddha Nitya Mukta Bidnatvan Nama Namina. Translation is, the holy name of Krishna is transcendentally blissful. It bestows all spiritual benedictions, for it is Krishna himself, the reservoir of all pleasure. Krishna's name is complete, and it is the form of all transcendental mellows. It is not a material name under any condition, and it is no less powerful than Krishna himself. Since Krishna's name is not contaminated by the material qualities, there is no question of its being involved with Maya. Krishna's name is always liberated and spiritual. It is never conditioned by the laws of material nature. This is because the name of Krishna and Krishna himself are identical. This is a quotation from Padma Purana. This is a very important verse. I'm just going to go through the synonyms here. Nama, the holy name. Chintamani, transcendentally blissful giver of all spiritual benedictions. You know, the Chintamani Dham, Chintamani is a very special stone building block in the spiritual world. All the Chintamani Prakara Sadhana Su Kalpa Riksha Lakshavakrishna. Chintamani is a very special substance that gives fulfills all desires, can one any type of desire. Nama Chintamani Krishna, the holy name of Krishna, none different from Krishna. Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha is the form of all transcendental mellows. Chaitanya is conscious and rasa, the transcendental mellows, is the form, Vigraha. The holy name of Krishna, that comes on later. Purna. Purna means complete, Shuddha, pure, without material contamination, and Nitya Mukta. Nitya means eternal, Mukta is liberated. And Abhinatvam. Abhinatvam means non-different. Non-different from what? Nama Namino. Nama is the holy name and Namina of the person who has the name. So there's no difference. The difference between the person and the person who has the name. Very important verse. Nama Chintamani Krishna Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha Purna Shuddha Nitya Mukta Vinatvan Nama Namina. So text 134. Ateva Krishna Nam Deha Vilas Prakritendya Ghaya Nahe Haya Swaprakash. Synonyms. Ateva, therefore. Krishna, of Lord Krishna, Nama, the holy name, Deha, the spiritual body, Vilasa, the pastimes, Prakriti Indriya, of the dull senses made of matter, Kraya, perceptible, Nahe, not, Hoya, Age, Ar, Swaprakash, self-manifested. Translation for Purpose of Angrishal Prabhupada. Text 134 is. The holy name of Krishna, his body, and his pastimes cannot be understood by blunt material senses. They are manifest independently. The transcendental body of Krishna, his name, form, qualities, pastimes, and entourage all constitute the absolute truth and are as good as Krishna, Satchidananda Vigraha. As long as the living entity is conditioned by the three modes of material nature, goodness, passion, and ignorance, the objects of his material senses, material form, taste, smell, sound, and touch, will not help him understand spiritual knowledge and bliss. Rather, these are revealed to the pure devotee. One's material name, form, and qualities are certainly different from one another. In the material world, there is no conception of absolute. However, when we come to Krishna consciousness, we find that there is no material difference between Krishna's body and his names, activities, and entourage. Ama jnana timarandasya jnanam dana salakaya chakturam militam jena tasmai shri gurudena maha shri chaitanya mano bhishtam stapitam jena putale Svayam Rupa Kadamayam Tatati Svapadantikam. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namane Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharani Niravisesha Sunyavari Paschatya Dishatarani Pantakalpatrupyascha Kripa Sindhubhye Vacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Dhamma Chintamani Krishna Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha Purna Shudo Nityam Kho Vinatvan Nama Namini Hateva Krishna Nam Deha Vilas Perfect India, Grahe, Nahe, Hoya, Swapakash.
Swapakash.
Swapakash. Swapakash. What is that? Coming up very soon, actually. Swayameva Saratada, the next verse coming, second to next verse, comes the same. Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, when he's writing Chaitanya Charitamrita, Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, he often gives Sanskrit verse, the evidence from the different scriptures, and then he explains the same in more simple Bengali. Sometimes there was some kind of objection that there's so much Sanskrit in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, but Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami has explained everything in very nice Bengali. This verse today is practically the same as the verse that we're coming in 2 days, two more verses later. Atashri Krishna Namadi, Nam Pavet Grayam Indre, Sevan Mokehi Divado, Swayameva Svaratyada. Therefore, material senses cannot appreciate Krishna's holy name, form, qualities, and pastimes. Just like today's verse, the holy name of Krishna, his body and his pastimes cannot be understood by blunt material senses. They are manifest independently. This is the open secret of devotional service. Krishna consciousness is not understood by the material mind and senses. We cannot speculate. There's two paths in obtaining knowledge in this world. We have what is called avaroha pant and aroha pant. The avaroha means descending, just like avatar. The avatar, the avaroha pant is the descending knowledge. So this is the perfect process of Vedic reception of knowledge, as opposed to aroha pant, which means climbing up, trying to, with our material mind and senses, trying to understand the supreme absolute truth. Of course, material world, they don't even have conception that there is such a thing as the absolute truth, because everything in the material world is relative. Beginning with this false conception of the material body. Yasyatma buddhi kunapetri datuke. Kunapetri datuke means this body is just like a bag filled with these three elements, kapha pitta vayu, So, someone who understands that this false conception, this false identification with the body, he's described as Eva Gokara. He's no better than a cow or an ass. And this is the result of this false identification that is described in the 11th canto. It says, Vayam Dutiya Biniveshitasya. Vayam is the first thing is their fearfulness. This is the material world is called just full of fearfulness. Srila Prabhupada points out that fearfulness is so pervading the material world that even the other problems that we have in the material world, eating, sleeping, and mating, these are also filled with fear and defending. Of course, defending is sometimes called Baya, but you're also worried about how to defend ourselves. We're worried about how to eat, how to sleep, and how to have meat like that. This Baya is all just all pervading in this material world. Therefore, it's the most difficult one of these four problems to solve. But it's described, of course, Govinda Dasi says that, what is that? Bhajahuremana, Shinandanandana, Abhaya Charana Ravindure. And what is that also? That he says that, my dear mind, please worship the lotus feet of the son of Nanda Maharaj. Then we become free from all fear. Also in the first chapter of Srimad Bhagavatam, Apana Samshutim Goram Yan Nama Vivaso Gurnan Tata Sadhya Vimucheta Yad Vibeti Swayam Bhayam. That's very nice. Yad Vibeti Swayam Bhayam. That the holy name of Krishna is fearful, for fear personified. So anyone who takes shelter of the holy names, like here we're having glorification of the holy names today, that Nama Chintamani Krishna Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha, that the holy name of Krishna is so wonderful that Krishna has given Kali Kali Nama Rupe Krishna Avatar. He's personally descended in this Kali Yuga in the form of his holy name. So one can get all the benefits. But as described here, the Chintamani means he fulfills all desires. So one has to come clean. He has to come to the personality of Krishna, the holy name of Krishna, with pure heart, like that, pure desires. That is the benediction that is given by the devotee, that the devotee can help one to purify his material desires, because in the material world we come Icha Dvesha Samutena, that we come in this material world filled with so many conceptions how we will have enjoyment. We have desires and we have dislikes, likes and dislikes. And these things are based on, of course, on this false conception. Dehi nosman yata dehi. That the material living entity within the material body, he has this false conception, ahankara, ahankara vimudatma, karta hamiti manyata. He's thinking that he's the very good situation in this material world. Kartaham, that I'm controlling my destiny and working in the way I want. Everything is going according to my plan. But everything is going according to the plan of Krishna. Maya jakshena prakriti suyate satarachalam. So anyway, this quality of Krishna consciousness, how to approach the Lord, Krishna's holy name. This is given through the process of descending process through the devotees. We have to follow in the footsteps of the pure devotees that can give us how to actually approach Krishna and Krishna's holy name, so that we can get, because otherwise, here it says, Prakritendriya Gaya Nahe Haya Swaprakar, that the by material senses we can't understand these things. We can't approach properly Krishna's name. We were talking about how we were talking about going to speak on the holy name today, and our good friend Achyutananda, he said, oh, Harinam Chintamani, Bhajanahasya is there also. These two books are very nice descriptions, very nice glorifications on the holy name of the Lord. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur has written how to remember and how to always chant the holy name of the Lord. Remembering and chanting is an equal platform. One can somehow or other engage. This is the wonderful benediction given by the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who has given us this holy name of the Lord. So it's so easy to chant. And by gradually by chanting, as this next verse coming up says, Sevam Mukhi Hi Jivado Swayam Eva Spuratyada, that by the order of the spiritual master, he's giving us the order to chant the holy name of the Lord. So that order is coming down. It has spiritual potency. And otherwise, Prakatindriya Gaya Nahe, Haya Swaprakash, Prakatindriya Gaya Nahe. We can't understand the holy name simply by material senses, by chanting. There's sometimes, someplace, Bhaktivinoda Thakur has mentioned that Bahir, what's that? That the holy name, the syllables of the holy name, are coming out, but it's not the holy name. So if someone is not sincere, if someone is, of course, gradually these 10 offenses, if one comes to the stage of gradually clearing up these 10 offenses, because when one is engaged, when one is infected with the 10 offenses in chanting, he can't properly chant. Even in the beginning stage, the holy name is so nice that even in the beginning, if someone chants neglectfully or some imitation or something, he can get some benefit. But simply by, but if we engage in consciously making offenses against the holy name, that benefit becomes very minimized. So one has to come to that stage of clearing off the 10 offenses. Then very quickly you can get the benefit. So all these topics are discussed very nicely in these two books, Harinam Chintamani, especially this is giving a very nice discussion between Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Haridas Thakur, who is known as the Namacharya. And they give very nice discussion on how, when, and where to chant the holy name of the Lord, and what consciousness, and how to avoid the offenses. So offense chanting is very highly recommended in the Association of Devotees. So of course this is difficult times we have for missing sometimes the Association of Devotees. But Srila Prabhupada one time he said that the nectar devotion is so nice. You can associate with Srila Rupa Goswami simply by reading Nectar Devotion, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. And then he said that if you follow the instructions there, you're serving his lotus feet. So we have been given a great treasure house of knowledge in these books. If we don't take advantage, it's very difficult to get benefit unless one understands the science of Krishna consciousness. This chanting it's very difficult to properly appreciate. We'll simply to have some, if we stay on the material platform, if we take time to that, we're very much attracted to Bhagavatam, that we can't properly relish Krishna consciousness, as long as one is takes out, keeps that attachment. Last time we gave class, we talked about the boatman and the wedding party. Unless one takes up, frees from that attachment, the Krishna consciousness, Vishaya Tadiya Seira Senagya, Madhya, Mukhe Bola Hari Hari, that we have to give up that false sense of enjoying, how to enjoy the material senses, and give up this false attention. False identification with the material body. As long as the living entity is conditioned by the three modes of material nature, goodness, passion, and ignorance, the objects of his material senses, material form, taste, smell, sound, and touch, will not help him understand spiritual knowledge and bliss. This is the statement of Srila Prabhupada in the purport here. One has to come to the transcendental platform, which is very simple through this process. That Kaya Swaprakash, the holy name of Krishna, manifests itself independently, very kindly descending Avaroha Pant, that this descending process of parampara, the disciplic succession, we're coming down in the disciplic succession, but as long as we think we have some other type of quality or knowledge independent of Krishna and his devotees, he becomes frustrated. Ogasha moga karmana, moga jnana vichetasa. One has to follow the footsteps of the acharyas. This Bhajan Rahasya, this is one of the books that we had opportunity to work on. This giving very interesting description of the holy name, the Maha Mantra, how the holy name of Krishna, the Maha Mantra, is coming in 16 words. And Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur gives a very interesting description. He says the 16-word Hare Krishna Mantra, there are 8 pairs of names. Corresponding to these 8 pairs, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has recited the 8 shlokas of the Shastika. The first pair of names, Hare Krishna, signifies the subduer of ignorance and the performance of non-sankirtan of faith. The second pair, Hare Krishna, means Krishna's names are invested with all potencies. One should have attachment for bhajan by taking shelter of the holy names in the association of sadhus. Gradually, by performing bhajan, anarthas, bhajan means sometimes in the West we have some limited conception of bhajan as being simply the songs that we sing that's given by Narottam Das Thakur and Bhakti Vinod Thakur, but bhajan means any type of devotional service is understood like that. They in the Vrindavan area, the devotees, they'll ask them each other, how is your bhajan? Apnar bhajan, oh, come on. So gradually, by performing bhajan, anarthas, unwanted contaminations are destroyed. As anarthas are removed, nishtha, firm faith develops. The third pair, Krishna Krishna, indicates the company of pure devotees and becoming fixed in firm faith throughout the day and night. By the fourth pair, Hare Hare, unmotivated devotion is awakened along with a taste for non-sankirtan. The fifth pair, Hare Ram, represents the taste for pure service along with remembrance of the holy names as prescribed in the Shikshastika. In the sixth pair, Hare Ram, chanting in the beginning stage of transcendental emotion leads to material detachment and complete attachment to Krishna. The seventh pair, Ram Ram, awakens attachment for the mellows of conjugal rasa, the shelter of Radha's lotus feet, and feelings of separation. The eighth pair, Hare Hare, leads to attainment of the goal of life, loving service to Radha and Krishna, following in the mood of the gopis of Vrindavan throughout the eight divisions of day and night, Ashtakava. So in this way, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur has written this Bhajan Rahasya. He's quoted actually so many verses, it's practically like a verse book. But he's divided it into eight different chapters corresponding with the different types of stages of devotional service that are described by Srila Rupa Goswami, Ado Shraddha Tata Sadhu Sangha Bhajana Kriya. In this way, gradually one moves from stage to stage. He's supposed to it. This process of devotional service is following in the footsteps of this acharyas, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Srila Rupa Goswami. And one has to come to the stage, at least we should have the stage of nishtha. One becomes firmly fixed in the consciousness of Krishna and the process of Krishna consciousness. So, Hare Krishna, anything, what's going on? Anything else? I'm going to stop there. Anything else? We had some idea to tell the story of Gopal Guru. We had very nice we had a very nice friend in Vrindavan, one place that's called Gopal Guru Kunj. He had he was trying to get us to get some donations together to protect one nice tree there in Vrindavan. He said that there was three trees in Vrindavan that were there from the time of Lord Krishna. It's described actually in Chaitanya Charitamrita coming up that at the place of Imlital. Actually, it comes up very soon in the next chapter, I think it is, that Krishna Kali saved Riksha Puratana, the very old tree, that Amlital. That tree, unfortunately, at least from material vision, is no longer alive like that since about 25 years or so. But in Chaitanya Charitamrita, the author Krishnadas Kaviraj said that this tree is very old from the time of Lord Krishna. And then, of course, the place at Kaliagat, where Krishna jumped from the Kadamba tree into the river waters of the Jamuna when he was to chastise the Kaliya snake. That tree is still alive, and they say that there's two reasons for that. That they say that Garuda, he understood that Krishna would be jumping from that tree later on, so he put some nectar, when he stole the nectar from the demigods, he put some of that nectar on this tree, and therefore the tree is still alive. Otherwise, they say that by the touch of Krishna's feet, that tree has maintained its life like that. Because otherwise, we understand from the 10th canto of the pastimes of Krishna and Kaliya that all the living entities within this area of the Kaliya Lake were had died because of the poisonous effects of Kaliya, and even birds that were flying over this lake would fall dead by the intense poison, Kaliya snake. So anyway, this sutra is Kaliya got this Imlital, and then he said that this Gopal Guru Kunj, he said that this tree is also there from the time of Lord Krishna. So he was asking us to help to cover it with some fencing from the, because the monkeys would come and take some branches and leaves like that from the tree. So anyway, this Gopal Guru Kunj, there's a nice, this is the place of Gopal Guru. He was had a very interesting pastime when he was a child. He was seeing Lord Chaitanya going for passing in the morning, evacuating like that, and Lord Chaitanya was holding his tongue. And Gopal asked, "Why are you holding your tongue?" He said, "I can't stop my tongue from chanting the holy name of the Lord." He said, "You have to go on chanting. Why you should stop? This is your whole world will follow your example, how to chant the holy name of the Lord without any type of impediments or any type of ahaitakiya pratiyata. This is our devotional service. It's meant to be free from any impediments and without any interruption." So that boy, his name was Gopal. Lord Chaitanya was very pleased with him that he had such great faith in the holy name. He said, "Now I'm going to name you Gopal Guru." And this way, he was very big acharya, follower of the Prishra Pandit, and he had the Radhakanta Mat and Jagannath Puri, yes. So he had great faith in the holy name of the Lord that one should continue in chanting in any condition of life without any impediments.
All right. If you have any question or comments, you can type it on the live chat. Perfect. In ISKCON Alachua Hare Krishna Temple, or you can text me at 352-221-041. There is a question, what is the global Kirtan address Madan Mukhya gave? I'm going to repeat it again. facebook.com/groups/global Kirtan, one word. facebook.com/groups/global Kirtan.
Huh?